Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. President Obama can put away his veto pen, at least for now. The White House had threatened to veto legislation that would have stripped the EPA of its authority to regulate greenhouse gases. The measure passed overwhelmingly in the Republican-controlled House, but similar bills were defeated in the Senate. Darren Samuelson is senior energy and environment reporter with Politico. Hi, Darren. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
So I want you to listen to this from Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton. Here he's warning that the EPA could end up regulating not just large industry, but some small emitters of greenhouse gases. Very small.
As I stand here, Madam Speaker, and I am creating as I breathe in and out CO2. So under the dictates of today's EPA, I am a mobile source polluter because I am breathing.
So, Darren, clarify what Congressman Barton is suggesting here, that the EPA would be regulating, as the old police song went, every breath you take. Is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying. It's not necessarily accurately what EPA is planning to do. EPA has time and again said that their focus is on major large industrial sources of greenhouse gas pollutants. And so Joe Barton here is using one of the big scare tactics that you hear from Republican opponents of these regulations. And, this is one of the regular ones that you often hear.
So what would the EPA be regulating?
Well, they've already regulated for cars, and that was a big agreement that the Obama administration and the auto industry reached in a pretty big first-ever greenhouse gas agreement that folds in fuel economy here through the next 5 years. And then on top of that, where we're going next is stationary sources. We're talking about your big power plants and your petroleum refiners and your other major large industrial stationary sources of pollutants. And those regulations are coming out here over the next year and a half.
It's no surprise that the Republican-controlled House voted for a bill that would stop the EPA from enforcing the Clean Air Act in regards to greenhouse gases.
It's absolutely not a surprise. No, they have such a big majority that any bill that they want to move is going to pass, and that's the case that happened this week. The Democrats really were powerless. They tried a couple of message amendments, tried to change the name of the bill a couple of times to make it called the Head in the Sand Bill or the Koch Brothers Bill, but those were all just for show and ultimately went nowhere. Yeah, with the House Republicans in control, and this was one of their top legislative priorities, was to do this, to spank EPA, to make it clear that the Republicans don't agree, and also to put some Democrats in a tough spot with some tough votes. I mean, they were able probably to get 15, 20 industry state Democrats to go along with them, and then they got all these other Democrats to vote with EPA, and you're likely to see campaign commercials, especially if the economy isn't picking up. You're going to see commercials in campaigns around the country, trying to connect Democrats who supported the EPA with raising gas prices and raising energy prices, and the connections might be a little bit tough to really make, but that's what happens in the land of campaign commercials.
Now, on the other side of the Capitol, the Senate was voting on similar items. What happened there?
What happened was completely the opposite. And there were a number of amendments, four in all, that were brought up on the floor, and one would have just completely wiped out EPA's ability to regulate greenhouse gases. And that one managed to get 50 votes. The vote was 50-50, with four Democrats joining 46 Republicans. The only Republican who didn't vote for that was Susan Collins from Maine. So, it was a pretty clear vote, 50-50, almost a majority of the Senate saying, EPA, stop. And so, in one sense, they were able to show that there is some angst amongst the Senate ranks. And there were a number of other votes. There were three other votes pushed by Democrats to try and at least slow down EPA for 2 years. But what's interesting is that in those three votes, they were able to smoke out 17 Democrats to take a stand against EPA.
So legislatively, is this the end of the issue, or might it rear its head again in ongoing budget talks?
It will rear its head again, I guarantee it. It's going on in the budget talks right now because here you have some language that the Republicans passed in the short-term spending bill that would stop EPA from being able to fund their greenhouse gas work. And even if that got stripped out of the budget negotiations, you can bet that the Republicans in the House will write the EPA spending bill for the next fiscal year and include it again. And so that debate continues.
Any indication that President Obama would make the EPA's authority to control greenhouse gases a bargaining chip in future budget negotiations?
That's certainly something the environmentalists will probably be losing a lot of sleep over. Yes, the Republicans are forcing the EPA into these budget negotiations. And President Obama has been pretty clear that he would veto a standalone measure to stop EPA. But he hasn't specifically said what he would do if, you know, the big budget got balled up with EPA in it. And he said a couple of times dancing around that he doesn't like some of these riders, but he hasn't gotten into the specifics. And that has environmentalists very nervous and fearful that, you know, they might ultimately be thrown under the bus because, you know, they in some respects don't have tons of political power and don't have a lot of political capital. They're certainly part of Obama's base. But, you know, if Obama wants to win reelect in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, he's got to be, you know, concerned about what industry feels and what industry thinks.
Darren Samuelson is Senior Energy and Environment Reporter with Politico. Darren, thanks.
Thank you.